Track 3. Now turn to part 3. You will hear part of an interview with Stan Levin, a dance critic, about a modern ballet production involving animals. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 70 seconds to look at part 3.
Stan, you're known as being something of a conservative as far as dance is concerned, so I was intrigued when you told me you wanted to discuss Alain Platel's ballet Wolf on tonight's programme. Wolf generated a furore in certain circles when it was first performed, didn't it?
Yes, it's attracted its fair share of criticism, but it's also been welcomed as one of the most fascinating modern dance productions in recent years.
Some of our viewers may not have seen the ballet, and they may be wondering why all the fuss. So, could I ask you to describe briefly what Wolf is about?
Well, basically, it's about homeless people living in a disused shopping mall and returning to some sort of pre-civilized life. And it features some startling innovations, including the use of dogs as characters.
How do the dogs come into it?
Well, as I understand it, the pack of dogs represents this return to a primitive state. At least, that's the idea Platel is trying to convey.
What do you think of the idea of using animals on stage in this way? Can it be justified?
Well, more and more choreographers these days are moving beyond the traditional limits of dance, and I don't disapprove of this in principle. Many are turning to technology, for instance, using computers to plan the actual choreography.
Sometimes even using projections of dancers alongside the real ones.
Exactly. I find all this very interesting. Take the work of Annette Sanderson in New York, for instance. But I think it's now going beyond the genre of dance and turning into something else. Whereas I think Platel is coming from the other direction, if you like, working more with improvisation and basic ensemble techniques.
How do audiences respond to Wolf?
By and large, quite enthusiastically. I think some people are surprised at how well it all works. The dogs generally keep very close to one of the characters. Apparently, the dancer works intensively with them during rehearsal, and the dogs have learned to imitate his movements. That fascinates audiences. Of course, sometimes the dogs distract attention from an important piece of dancing, but I don't feel this is a real problem.
Do the dogs do anything special during the performance?
No, their main function is to add atmosphere. It's not like a circus with the dogs performing tricks. At the same time, you realize they have been trained and are, in a sense, putting on a show simply by remaining on stage with the human performers. During the performance I saw, a member of the audience in the front row tried to call the dogs over to him, which made them look away from the dancers toward the audience. It spoiled the mood, though, of course, this wasn't the dog's fault.
So, the dogs fulfill a kind of symbolic function in the story?
Yes and no. They are attached to one of the characters, a tramp, and we are meant to understand that they have become a pack. I must say this works rather well. You really do get the impression that the dogs and the tramp have bonded to form a sort of community. But for me, the most striking aspect of the production was the lurking possibility of aggression, largely as a consequence of the presence of the animals.
Well, Stan, I must say it all sounds fascinating. Thank you for coming along tonight and sharing your insights with us.
My pleasure.
Now you'll hear part three again.
Stan, you're known as being something of a conservative as far as dance is concerned. So I was intrigued when you told me you wanted to discuss Alain Platel's ballet Wolf on tonight's programme. Wolf generated a furore in certain circles when it was first performed, didn't it?
Yes, it's attracted its fair share of criticism, but it's also been welcomed as one of the most fascinating modern dance productions in recent years.
Some of our viewers may not have seen the ballet, and they may be wondering why all the fuss. So, could I ask you to describe briefly what Wolf is about?
Well, basically, it's about homeless people living in a disused shopping mall and returning to some sort of pre-civilized life. And it features some startling innovations, including the use of dogs as characters.
How do the dogs come into it?
Well, as I understand it, the pack of dogs represents this return to a primitive state. At least, that's the idea Platel is trying to convey.
What do you think of the idea of using animals on stage in this way? Can it be justified?
Well, more and more choreographers these days are moving beyond the traditional limits of dance, and I don't disapprove of this in principle. Many are turning to technology, for instance, using computers to plan the actual choreography.
Sometimes even using projections of dancers alongside the real ones.
Exactly. I find all this very interesting. Take the work of Annette Sanderson in New York, for instance. But I think it's now going beyond the genre of dance and turning into something else. Whereas I think Platel is coming from the other direction, if you like, working more with improvisation and basic ensemble techniques.
How do audiences respond to Wolf?
By and large, quite enthusiastically. I think some people are surprised at how well it all works. The dogs generally keep very close to one of the characters. Apparently, the dancer works intensively with them during rehearsal, and the dogs have learned to imitate his movements. That fascinates audiences. Of course, sometimes the dogs distract attention from an important piece of dancing, but I don't feel this is a real problem.
Do the dogs do anything special during the performance?
No, their main function is to add atmosphere. It's not like a circus with the dogs performing tricks. At the same time, you realize they have been trained and are, in a sense, putting on a show simply by remaining on stage with the human performers. During the performance I saw, a member of the audience in the front row tried to call the dogs over to him, which made them look away from the dancers toward the audience. It spoiled the mood, though, of course, this wasn't the dogs' fault.
So, the dogs fulfill a kind of symbolic function in the story?
Yes and no. They are attached to one of the characters, a tramp, and we are meant to understand that they have become a pack. I must say this works rather well. You really do get the impression that the dogs and the tramp have bonded to form a sort of community. But for me, the most striking aspect of the production was the lurking possibility of aggression, largely as a consequence of the presence of the animals.
Well, Stan, I must say it all sounds fascinating. Thank you for coming along tonight and sharing your insights with us.
My pleasure.
That is the end of part three.